Arratsaldeon belarri. Hemen geha, ostegunero bezala, atzaleko zazpide die, eta hemen kontrako iztarri zen, larotamalau.bi FM-en. Kuskuz doinuak. Esan berra dao, gaur hemen gure irratixen arazo tekniku gauzu izen dikeuela. Ordena hori erdi zurra bintzagu, baina bueno, alakon batin matxinea gazteatiken, lortu dugu, dana matxan berriz jartzie. Baina bueno, ezati nahi ni usten, ba, iguel urrungo honetan, ba, zoze pasatze balima, ba, ez larrikiuz, ezateten bezala, ba, ez dakigu seguru urrungo honetan, hauetan, a ber, nola, jutean, bikirako egu pixket. Bueno, eta gaurko tematikan sartu aurretik egin esan nahi duzte, badaki duzte, oindala iru azte o lau azte, ba, gomenon duztela tale bat, Zugalantz izeneku, eh? Lehen gozapatu nizen zin, Bilbon, kontzertu bat ematen, eta guan izen ginen, eta esan berra dago, ba, bi gazte haue, ondiak iso, superaik egela. Izene, bueno, azkena izeneko Bilboko zala txiki baten gozeben, eta ba, behaxen azkeneko diskue presentatzen etorri zin. Zan berra da okizo konzertu mantze bela, zaldi eta la oso egokixe, baina bueno, zengo jo ba. Eta bueno, ba, latin emani ustenez, eta konzertu oso eleganti izentzan ez, ba, hauen azkeneko diskoko kantu bat jarriko duzte. Ezan niusten bezala, ba, bi pertsona die, bat kitxerri eta besti bat erixe. Ezan berra do, ba, azken azalan esan diuzte jose bela, oindala urte asko beste talde txiki bate jozun, azken azala hortan, bate baterixe eta kitxerri ezien, eta aurten, ba, justu azte honetan, Madriden, ba, pabeoie oso ba bete debe, izene, oin kriston famiel hortu debe. Hauek, azte honetan jo, bebe, azkena aretuen, haber, amendik urte atzuta, ba, olako pabeoie haundixetan, olako famiel hortza leben. Kalidadi faltatik ez da izengo. Eta lako justuten kantue izengoa, ba, azkeneko diskoko kantu bat, The Blue and the Blight izeneko diskue, eta ba, kontzertue kantonekin hasi zeben, eta hausia izen zan, kontzertu horren azierie emantzixon kantue, eta danok ahozabala gitun kantue. Winter's Youth, Zugalantz. Gozau.
In the winter of your youth, with a string tied around your tomb, your mother slammed the door. Don't wanna hear no more. Don't wanna hear no more. From the corners of your as the truth came wandering out, you long for something else. Your life upon the shelf. Your life upon the shelf.
Don't wanna hear no more.
zu galantz. Hauxe dau ba bi gazte hauen musika politea. Ederra benetan. Eta bueno, baku kontzertu hau ikusten eginen bitartin, pentsatzen hemen zuek asko jaldin, ba taberna eta taberna ebiko zinetela, ze izene, lengo aztin ez ditu hiruehun makala gauki. Festaz festa ibi izen gea eta juerga zuerga. Ze zan berra dago, ba hiruehun osondo pasa egeu, ez? Zan berra dago, ba, nik gauze batek benetan harritutela ninula. Izene, aiau ginen asko jire, kontzertu eder horren ondoren eta plaza aiau ginenin, harritute dira ginen, izene gozatein kontzertue eta asko jin sekule azpaldixen olau ambiente ikusteken eguen. Kontzertu honetan hola izen bazan alde harki, baina bai, oso ondo, hola guztau zat, asko jire gaztie oso ondo, ibi zineten, ambiente pixket azpaldio partez gure plaza otzo hortan. Hau pago zatei. Eta bueno, ba, festa giruen ibiginen ez, ba, ze kantu hau biaue, hau xe jartzeko, de posta lin, fiesta. Uzai uste, espero edo, ja, jien pasauta biko ustela, eta azte duka era unguzida, bai, orduan, ondi da geixo. Venga, fiesta. Hauxe festie de pousekin. Eta bueno, ba, esan bezala, ba, de pousen fiesta jarri deu, tarle irlandar baten kantua jarri deu. Badaki uste, ba, larun bat ontan askoekin kontzertu dizta hau, baina azpeekin bizardunaken kontzertu bat daola, ba, folk, irlandar folka musikie ustatzoen talde bat. Eta ze aitzakio bi haue, ba, gaur Irlanda aldea juteko eta bertako folk tradizionalaz gozatzeko, baina aitzakio bi haue gezte diguzten azte honetan. Orduan, ba, esango dizute gaurko saio honetan, ba, geixen bat, The Pogues and the Dubliners taldekin sartuko gehala, behar izan bai die, ba, Irlandako folk tradizionala, ba, pixke kanpoa ezagutaraztea eman zituen taldiek. Esan dut, bizardunak, ba, oindala urte batzu lehenengo diskoa eta zebenin, ba, nahiko haipi izen zan, jende asko ikustau zikon, eta esan berra dago, ba, bizardunak, behasen lehenengo diskue atatzeako orduen, ba, behase oinarrixe, ba, gaur azaldutetako bi talde hauetan oinarritzeala, The Pogues and the Dubliners, bat The Dublinersetan, atituiatik iguel The Poguesetan geixo, baina musikaletik The Dublinersetan. Zango duzte zeatiken, ze bertan azaltzeien kantu asko, ba, The Dublinersen kantu dizela. Horren adibide nagusixe izengoa, ba, ontxe urna atxuko ben kantu, ba, The Dublinersek, ba, zuzenin kantatuko kantua da, ez da kalidade oso nekue, Hot Asphalt dauke izena, baino ikusiko uste kantu iguel, zango uste Hot Asphalt, atxute ez da ustela ezatuko, baino haitze usteni zeuru ezagunen goza ustela. Ze esan eten bezala, ba, bizardunak taldiek, behasen lehenengo disko hau atatzeak guen, ba, bi talde hauek izentzilun oinarritzat. Jarrengo juzte kantue, eta ber, ez hau txalde zen. Ni zeuru nao baietz. Hortxe uste, The Dubliners, Hot Asphalt. Zuzeneo kantue.
Good evening, all me jolly lads, I'm glad to find you well. If you'll gather all around me now, the story I will tell. For I've got the situation, and begob. I can whisper I've the weekly wage of 19 bob. 'Tis 12 months come October since I left me native home, after helping them Killarney boys to bring the harvest down. But now I wear a gansey and around me waist a belt. I am the gaffer, it was what that makes the hot lash melt. Well, we laid it in the hollers and we laid it in the flat, and if it doesn't last forever, sure as swear I like me hat. Well, I've wandered up and down the world, but sure I've never felt any surface that was equal to the hot asphalt. The other night a copper comes and he says to me, Maguire, would you kindly let me light me pipe down at your pile of fire? Well, he planks himself straight down and with hobnobs up to light. Here says I, me decent man, you better go and mind your bait. He ups and yells, I'm doing on you, I'm up to all your pranks. Don't I know you for a traitor from the temporary ranks? Boys, I hit straight from the shoulder and I gave him such a belt that I knocked him into the boiler for the hot ash melt. Well, we laid it in the hollers and we laid it in the flat, and if it doesn't last forever, sure as swear I'd ache me hat. Well, I wandered up and down the wood, but sure I've never felt any surface that was equal to the hot ash belt. We quickly dragged him out again and we threw him in the tub, and with soap and warm water we began to rub and scrub. But devil the thing it hardened and it turned him hard as stone, and with every other rub sure you could hear the copper groan. I'm thinking, says O'Reilly, that he's looking like old Nick, and burn me if I'm not inclined to claim him with me pick. Now, says I, it would be easier to boil until he melts and to stir him nice and easy in the hot ash belt. Well, we laid it in the hollers and we laid it in the flat, and if it doesn't last forever, sure as fair I'd ache me hat. Well, I've wandered up and down the world, but sure I've never felt any surface that was equal to the hot ash melt. You may talk about your sailor lads, ballad singers and the rest, your shoemakers and your tailors, what we play is the ladies best. The only ones who know the way their flinty hearts and melt are the lads around the boiler making hot ash melt. With rubbing and with scrubbing, sure they caught me death of cold, for scientific purposes me body it was sold. In the Kelvin Globe you see me boys, I'm hanging in me belt as a monument to the Irish making hot ash melt. Well, we laid it in the hollers and we laid it in the flat, and if it doesn't last forever, sure to swear I'd ache me hat. Well, I wandered up and down the world, but sure I've never felt any surface that was able to the hot ash.
Hortxe genuen ba, The Dubliners Zaldin lehenengo abesti xaitu deu, Jotaz Fal, zeuru no, ezaun nintzeuztela. Eta guazen ba, pixket The Dubliners eta folk irlandezatik itzekea. Ba, ikusi duzte, ba, folk irlandezan oso esanguratzu dan soinuek, gaitak eta txistuek, eta aituko zen ikusten hori oso tradizionala dala esango folk irlandezin, eta bertako, ba, Irlanda aldien, ba, Dublin aldien, ba, nahiko ezagunek eta errespetatu edien, ba, The Dubliners taldeatik itzengo. Dublinen sortu ziren, The Dubliners izenakin normala dala esango nuke, 1972 urtin, 72 urtin barkau, eta esan berra dago, ba, 50 urte da matzabela, ibilbidien ondi zehutxe bela, taldekide asko jundie, beste batzuk etorri die, beste batzuk hilin die, denborik ez du barkatzen, eta, bueno, ba, esan berra dago, ba, Irlandako folk talde gexenetan bezala, ba, tradizionala da, ba, bertako kantu tradizionalak hartu da musikaratzie. Hemen adibidez, ba, boga-boga bezalako kantu bat hartu da musikaratze joen bezala, talde askok, ba, Irlandako folk tradizionala, ba, jorratzeben taldiek, ba, hoxeite be, horretxatiken. Esan berra dago, ba, bertako talde askok, ba, kanto iguela jotze joela, musika behaxe gehi jo, bagoitze bere taldik nahi dunera, baino letra kartze jo, ba, ba, Irlandako tradizional abestiztatiken, ba, abesti herrikoietatiken. Eta esan berra dago, ba, Irlanda bertan Dubliners taldik daukela sekulako errespetue, alde hortatiken, ze naiz de letra danak iguelak izen, eta talde bakoitzi, ba, bere era musikau, ba, de Irlandako jendintzat, originalako definitibuet, de Dubliners talde honen abestisek die. Eta, bueno, ba, jarriko justetan urrungo kantue, 1973 urtin atazeben lehenengo singela da, ba, pixkeia familia hartzen azizin garaiko singela, Rocky Road to Dublin dauke izena, eta gero jarriko justetan beste abesti bat, bi abesti atiko jau segidan, berriz bizardunaki erreferentzi xingo xau, eta bizardunakek, ba, bere lehenengo diskortan, parte hartzeko, ba, musikie o doinue hartu zizion, ba, beste kantua jarriko. The Cowboy Races izengoa biharren kantua, esan bezala, leo kantua Rocky Road to Dublin. Ea gustatzen nahi zuen.
Well, in the merry month of May, now from me home I started, left the girls and two were nearly broken hearted, saluted father dear, kissed me darling mother, drank a pint of beer, me grief and tears to smothered enough to reap the corn and leaf where I was born, got a stout black thorn, the banished ghost and goblets, a brand new pair of brogues to rot the love of the bogs and frighten all the dogs on the rocky road, it's a double of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hunt to Hereton and down the rocky road and all the ways to double and make for Lollydab. In Mullingar that night I rested limb so weary, started by daylight next morning late, and there he took a drop of the pure to keep me heart and drink, and that's the paddy's cure when there he's up for drinking. They hear the lassie smile laughing all the while at me curious style to touch a heart above, and he asked me was I hired and wages I required till I was almost tired of the rocky road to double and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hunt to Hereton and down the rocky road and all the way to double and went for Lollydab. In double and next arrived I thought it such a pity to be so still in the private view of Dufferin City. Then I took a stroll all among the quality bundle, it was stowel in a neat locality. Something crossed me mind when I looked behind, no bundle could I find upon me stick a warren inquiring after the rogue, said me cunnus brogue, it wasn't much in vogue on the rocky road to double and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hunt ahead and turn and down the rocky road and all the ways to double and make for Lollydab. From there I got away, me spirits never failing, landed on the cage just as the ship was sailing, captain at me rowing,
board. Sat that old room hardy when I jumped aboard. A cup of flow for Paddy, down among the pigs. Did some hearty rigs, I played some hearty jigs. The water round me bubbling when I fully had. I wished myself was dead, or better far instead. On the rocky road, it's a double and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Up the hill and turn down on the rocky road. And all the ways to double and make fallally down. The boys of Liverpool, when we safely landed, called myself the fool. I could no longer stand it, blood began to boil. Temper I was new as and poor old Aaron's Isle. They began abusing Harami, so well says I, me shillelagh, I let fly. Galway boys were by, and so I was a hobbling with the low hooray. The giant in the affray quickly cleared the way for the rocky road. To double and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hunt the hare and turn her down the rocky road. And all the ways to double and back for Lalita.
Hortxe, Rocky Road Dublin. Eta oin dekaue reiziz, ezautuko uste bizardunaken jo lutxe kantue amen oinarritute da olako. Ozai uste eta amelatzea uste dekaue reizizekin.
Timmy Wack, fall-de-doo, fall-de-diggery-ay-day.
And as I rode out through Galway town to seek for recreation on the 17th of August, me mind been elevated. There were multitudes assembled with their tickets at the station, and me eyes began to dazzle, and they go to see the races.
Timmy Wack, fall-de-doo, fall-de-diggery-ay-day.
There were passengers from Limerick and passengers from Nina, passengers from Dublin and sportsmen from Tipperary. There were passengers from Kerry and all quarters of the nation, and our member Mr. Hardy fought to join the Galway Blazers.
Timmy Wack, fall-de-doo, fall-de-diggery-ay-lay.
There were multitudes from Aran and members from New Keyshore, the boys of Connemara and the Clare unmarried maidens, people from Cork City who were loyal, true and faithful. They brought home the Fenian prisoners from dying and foreign nations.
Timmy Wack, fall-de-doo, fall-de-diggery-ay-lay.
And it's there you'll see confectioners with sugar sticks and dainties, the lozenges and oranges, the lemonade and raisins, gingerbread and spices to accommodate the ladies, and a big crew bean for throbbins to be sucking while you're able.
Timmy Wack, fall-de-doo, fall-de-diggery-ay-lay.
And it's there you'll see the gamblers, the thimbles and the garters, and the sporting wheel of fortune with the 4 and 20 quarters. There was others without scruple pelting wattles at poor Maggie, and our daddy well contented to be gawking at his daughter.
Timmy Wack, fall-de-doo, fall-de-diggery-ay-lay.
And it's there you'll see the pipers and the fiddlers competing, the nimble for the dancers and the trippin' on the daisies. There was others shouting cigars and lights and bills for all the races, with the colours of the jockey and the price and horses' ages.
Timmy Wack, fall-de-doo, fall-de-diggery-ay-lay.
And it's there you'll see the jockeys, and they mounted on so statelily, the pink, the blue, the orange and green, the emblem of our nation. When the bell was rung for starting, all the horses seemed impatient. I thought they never stood on ground, the speed was so amazing.
Timmy Wack, fall-de-doo, fall-de-diggery-ay-lay.
There was 500,000 people there of all denominations, the Catholic, the Protestant, the Jew and Presbyterian. There was yet no animosity, no matter what persuasion, but wild hospitality inducing Mr. Paisley.
Timmy Wack, fall-de-doo, fall-de-diggery-ay-lay. And Timmy Wack, fall-de-doo, fall-de-diggery-ay-lay.
Genuen ba, The Gower Races, The Dubliners-en aldetiken. Eta, bueno, pixkenaka garraitu ingoz, esan deten bezala, ba, folk irlandez tradizional o herriko jontan, ba, normaladan bezala, eta irlandar kulturik haintzuen bezala, ba, ez diekantu faltako, bai, whiskyxiatiken eta zerbezatiken. Ze, badaki uste, hango oso kultura... Oso kultura irikixana, ba, baki uste, whiskyxen ganda zerbeziatik ze... Eta rapatzik egon mozkorratia ze... Ze, ez da gini, nola esan, ba, ze kultura dauke ben, eta kultura haure, ba, musika inbertzan, da, The Dubliners taldie, ba, etzan gutxixo izango, nola ez. Oin haitzen egean, trinkitap, men, kantu fondoti deuela, ba, pixket, Irlandau kulturie zaingo miamen keler botila badauket eskutan. Zuek hartu duztu, eh? Zerbeza bat balimau ez da ezen eskutan eta Irlandan alde bat topa egin dezauen. Eta, bueno, ba, haituko benkantu, ba, alkoholan ingurun, bat, The Dubliners-en atletiken izengoa hauek atazelen beste arrakasta bat, eta kantu gizena duke Seven Drunken Nights, ba, The Dubliners-en atletiken, zazpi egun, mozkor inde, ea gustatzen dauzten, Seven Drunken Nights.
This song is the Seven Drunken Nights. We're only allowed to sing five of them, so here goes.
Oh, as I went home on Monday night, as drunk could be, I saw a horse outside the door, where my old horse should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me, who owns that horse outside the door, where my old horse should be. Ah, you're drunk, you silly old fool. Still you cannot see, that's a lovely sow that me mother sent to me. Well, it's many a day I've travelled 100 miles or more, but a saddle on a sow sure I never saw before. And as I went home on Tuesday night, as drunk could be, I saw a coat behind the door, where my old coat should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me, who owns that coat behind the door, where my old coat should be. Ah, you're drunk, you silly old fool, still you cannot see, that's a woolen blanket that me mother sent to me. Well, it's many a day I've travelled 100 miles or more, but buttons in a blanket sure I never saw before. And as I went home on Wednesday night, as drunk could be, I saw a pipe upon the chair, where my old pipe should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me, who owns that pipe upon the chair, where my old pipe should be. Ah, you're drunk, you silly old fool, still you cannot see, that's a lovely tin whistle that me mother sent to me. Well, it's many a day I've travelled 100 miles or more, but tobacco in a tin whistle sure I never saw before. And as I went home on Thursday night, as drunk could be, I saw two boots beneath the bed, where my old boots should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me, who owns them boots beneath the bed, where my old boots should be. Ah, you're drunk, you silly old fool, still you cannot see, they're two lovely geranium pots me mother sent to me. Well, it's many a day I've travelled 100 miles or more, but laces in geranium pots I never saw before. And as I went home on Friday night, as drunk could be, I saw a head upon the bed, where my old head should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me, who owns that head upon the bed, where my old head should be. Ah, you're drunk, you silly old fool, still you cannot see, that's a baby boy that me mother sent to me. Well, it's many a day I've travelled 100 miles or more, but a baby boy with his whiskers on sure I never saw before.
Hortxe genuen, ba, The Dubliners-en atletiken, ba, alkolai indeko oda txiki hau topain deu Dublinersatiken, eta oinkoa zen, ba, urrungo kantua itzea, ze esan deten bezala, ba, Irlandako folk herrikoien, ba, Irlandar gauzek, Irlandako isturisek aipatzeie, eta nola ez, ba, baki uste Irlandar aldeko politika egoerien nola dan. Eta bertan ba sortu zen ba folkan azpi genero bat, Irish Rebel Music izenekoa, edo Irlandako musika errebeldie, eta bertan, ba, folk tradizionala herrikoien musika tzat hartute, ba, bertan aipatzeien letrak, ba, Irlandako politika regoeria saltzeben letrak, edo Irlanda libre baten aldeko letrak entzun lehizke jau. The Dubliners taldie, ba, etzan gutxixi zengo alde hortan, eta musika uzun, ba, garai hartan, ba, Irish Rebel Music azpi genero hontan, sortu zan lehenengo kantutako bat, A Nation Once Again, dauke, izena, eta esan berra dauke, ba, garai hartan, ba, irurota margarengo amarkadan, The Dublinersek, ba, behaxen zuzeneko erreperte xotiken, ba, kantu hau, kendu inberrezentzula, ba, ingelesan aldetik zeuke ben prezisio batiken, eta ba, badaki uste ze erreprezisio jasotze ben Irlanda lehortan, eta horretxatiken ba, kendin berri zentze ben. Kantu hau, ba, kantu honek Irlanda libre baten ametza aipatzeu bere letratan. Irlandarrak bere lurratik zuti jarri eta borrokatzea animatzei ju. Izan, esan bezala, ba, letrik ezateuen bezala, ba, gizon zintzoek behaixen lurra nazio bihurtuko belako. Ameratzez auztet, A Nation Once Again, The Dublinersen partetiken.
When boyhood's fire was in my blood, I read of ancient freemen, of Greece and Rome who bravely stood, 300 men and 3 men. And then I prayed I yet might see our fetters rent in twain, and Ireland long a province be a nation once again, a nation once again. Once again, and Ireland long a province be a nation once again. And from that time through wildest woe, that hope has shone a far light, nor could love's brightest summer glow outshine that solemn starlight. It seemed to watch above my head through foreign field and fane, its angel voice sang round my bed, a nation once again, a nation once again, a nation once again, and Ireland long a province be a nation once again. So as I grew from boy to man, I bent me to my bidding, my spirit of each selfish plan and cruel passion ridding. For thus I hope someday to wait, nor can such hope be vain, when my dear country shall be made a nation once again, a nation once again, a nation once again, and Ireland long a province be a nation once again.
Hortxe genuen ba, A Nation Once Again, The Dublinersen kantue, eta Irish Rebel Music azpigeneruatik balimagea, ezin dugu aipatzekela gau, The Wolf Tones Dublindar talde hau, ze, bueno, irurogei garren amarkadan sortuteko talde bada, eta haue bagarrik, ba, Irish Rebel Music azpigenero hortako kantu jotze joe. Bi kantu atxuko jo, The Wolf Tones talde honenak, lehena The Foggy Dew izengoa, 1916ko Irlandako pasko matxinadan kronika txiki bat egeu, eta bertan nola kontatzean, ba, nola gaztea doretsu batzuk Irlanda libre baten aldeko borrokai nola ekite joen. The Foggy Dew Irlandan sekuleko ezagunedan abestixe, zuentzat, The Wolf Tones.
Easter morn to a city fair rode I. There are lines of marching men in squadrons pass me by. No pipes did hum, no battle drum did sound its loud tattoo, but the Angelus bell or the Liffey swell rang out in the foggy dew. Right proudly high over Dublin town they flung up the flag of war. 'Twas better to die 'neath an Irish sky than at Tuzla or Sodelbar. And from the plains of Royal Meath strong men came hurrying through, while Britannia's Huns with the great big guns sailed in through the foggy dew. All the bravest fell and the requiem bell rang mournfully and clear, for those who died at Eastertide in the springtime of the year. While the world did gaze with deep amaze at those fearless men but few, who bore their fight that the freedom's light might shine through the foggy dew. T'was England bade our wild geese go, that small nations might be free, but their lonely graves are by Suvla's waves on the fringe of the great North Sea. Oh, had they died by Pierce's side or fought with Carl Brue, their names we would keep where the Fenians sleep neath the shroud of the foggy dew. Fell black and the rifles crack made perfidious Albion reel. Mid the laden rain seven tongues of flame did shine o'er the lines of steel. By each shining blade a prayer was said that to Ireland the sun be true. When the morning broke still the war flag shook out its folds in the foggy dew. Back through the glen I rode again, my heart with grief was sore, for I parted with those gallant men whom I'll never see no more. But to and fro in my dreams I go, I kneel and pray for you, for slavery fled, oh glorious dead, when you fell in the foggy dew.
Hortxe genuen, The Foggy Dew, The Wolf Tones taldin eskutiken. Haitxiko guen urrungo kantua, batxe The Wolf Tones taldin kantua izengoa, eta bere izena Go On Home, British Soldiers dauke izena. Joan zaitezte etxera soldadu britaniarrak. Edo akaso esaldu zuen zuen etxe putarik? Zortzi mendez zehar borrokatu gara bildurri gabe, eta beste zortzi mendez jarraitzeko prez gara hemen geratzen bazarete. Sekula ez duzue ira gaienduko. Derriko amalauak izango dire hortziko dituzuen azkenak. Hartu alku hau eta zoazte aldu zuten bitartean. Hauxe da, The Wolf Tones taldiek Britaniar soldaduei botatako mezue. Ea gustatzen zaizuen. Go on, British soldiers.
Go Go on home, British soldiers, go on home. Have you got no bloody homes of your own? For 800 years we fought you without fear, and we fight you for 800 more.
The soldiers took the streets in 69 to protect the people at that time. In Derry and Belfast, but the peace it did not last. You were shooting people down and wrecking homes.
So go on home, British soldiers, go on home. Have you got no bloody homes of your own? For 800 years we fought you without fear, and we'll fight you for 800 more.
We're not Saxons, we're not English, we're not Brits. We're Irish and we are proud of it. So stick your Union Jack, we want our country back. We want to see old Ireland free once more.
So go on home, British soldiers, go on home. Have you got no bloody homes of your own? For 800 years we fought you without fear, and we'll fight you for 800 more.
Now remember Operation Motorman, when the barricades came down across the land. You were shooting people dead with your plastic and your lead, and you took the side of Stormont in the end.
So go on home, British soldiers, go on home. Have you got no bloody homes of your own? For 800 years we fought you without fear, and we'll fight you for 800 more.
If you stay, British soldiers, if you stay, you'll never ever beat the IRA. For the 14 men in Derry are the last that you will bury, and take a trip and leave us all alone.
So go on home, British soldiers, go on home. And you've got no bloody homes of your own. For 800 years we fought you without fear, and we'll fight you for 800 more.
Yes, we'll fight you for 800 more.
Hortxe genuen ba, Irish Rebel Music azpigenerun kantu batzua joitxo, eta hain guazen The Pogues taldeati pixke ditzetia. Badaki uste, The Pogues taldea, larogei garren amarkadan sortuteko talde hau, ba, bai folk herrikoie eta punke uztartzeitun, punkeo punroka uztartzeitun talde bat eta zau bat beharen abezlaxe Shane McGowan da, Shane McGowan Basket Paddies bizarrunen kantuatik igual jakingo uste, Shane McGowan ba, talde honen abezlaxe zala, hemen fondotik aitzuen hau. Eta bueno, ez emerra dago, ba, ziran talde hau Pog Mahon izenez bezala ez hau zala, ba, Irlandan Pog Mahon, ba, itxurian ez musukatu nire ipurdia ola oso zezan nahi du, ba, gaeliko zu izango ez dakizu ze, da, horrekin hitz joko bat intzeben, da, Pog Mahon izena harri zioen, musukatu nire ipurdia, bezame el kulo, baina azkenin The Pogues bezala gera duzan azkenin. Zan berra dago bat talde hau, ba, huerga zale eta mozkor zale haundixe dizen talde badala, ba, pixket esenatoki gainin, ba, iguel bizarru nahi gataliken aktitude hori pixket konparatzeko, ba, haueke atako zeben, ez de Shane McGowan beti bere, ba, geldi gehon dantzek ezein, kantatzea bakarri dedikauz, ezan berra dago, ba, Shane McGowan abezlai hone, ba, alkoholaki izugarrizko problemak hauki izen ditula beti alkoholiko uz bat izen dela, da, bueno, ba, horre bere arazu ekarri zizkon, eta, ba, laroi garen amarkadan, osea, laroi ez, barkau, larota margarrengo amarkadan, ba, pixket atletik bialuintze ben, haber, desintozikatze altzan, bilerti beste talde bat sortu zuen, Shane McGowan and the Popes izeneko taldie, baina, bueno, gero azkenin, 2001 urtin ustez, berriz ba junta intzin eta bueno Ameri pasa izan dia undala aspaldi ba 2005 urtin Gasteizen kontzertu bat eman zeben. Ezan berra dago, bai, apisket, bai, ikustez ala xein magauan nola zeuen, ba, bere alkoholai zeuken adikzio hori, ba, askona mertzen zan. Eta, bueno, ba, esan bezala, ba, hemen fondotik Dirty Old Town, hauen kantu ezagun bat aitzen nahi geha. Eta hurrena atxiko guen Sally McLennan kantu, 1985 urteko, hau izen zan, ba, The Post aldie, ba, ondo zeudenin, eta ba, melodia hona atatzen zilo benin, ba, disko ezaguratzunetako hau da, Ram Sodomy and the Lash izeneko, eta atxiko guen kantu, ba, esan bezala, Sally McLennan. Espero gustatzi, lehenengo Dirty Old Town honen bukaerekin atzen zauzet, eta gero, Sally McLennan kantua, The Postaline eskutiken, dozau.
Dirty Old Town, I met my love by the gasworks wall. Dreamed a dream by the old canal. I kissed my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town, dirty old town, dirty old town.
Oin Sally McLennan. A ver, gustatzen zen, bazen alza pixkeitea.
Well, Jimmy Glide, our man again, the pub where I was born. He played it from the night time to the peaceful early morn. He soothed the souls of psychos and the men who had the horn. And they all looked very happy in the morning. But Jimmy didn't like his place in this world of ours. For the elephant man brought storm on his necks and he had too many pairs. So I sat to see the grieving of the people that I'm leaving. And he took the road for God knows in the morning. We walked into the station in the rain. We kissed him as we put him on the train. And we sang him a song, our time's long gone. Oh, we knew that we'd be seeing him again. Sad to say, I must be on my way. So buy me beer and whiskey, cause I'm going far away. I'd like to think I'll be returning when I can to the greatest little boozer and to Sally McLennan. The years went by, it's fine, so change, I grew to be a man. I learned to love the virtues of Sid Sally McLennan. I took the cheers and drank the beers and crawled back home at dawn. I ended up a barman in the morning. I pried the pump and took the hump and watered whiskey down. I took the booze and horses through the men and drank the brown. I heard the sight of Jimmy's making money far away. And some people left for heaven without warning. We walked into the station in the rain. We kissed him as we put him on the train. And we sang them a song, our time's long gone. Though we knew that we'd be seeing them again. Sad to say, I must be on my way. So buy me beer and whiskey, cause I'm going far away. I'd like to think I'll be returning when I can to the greatest little boozer out of Sally McLennan. When Jimmy came back home, he was surprised that they were gone. He asked me all the details of the train that they went on. Some people they are scared to come, but Jimmy drank until he choked. Took the road for heaven in the morning. We walked him to the station in the rain. And we kissed him as we put him on the train. And we sang him a song, a time's long gone. Though we knew that we'd be seeing him again. Sad to say, I must be on my way. So buy me beer and whiskey, cause I'm going far away. I'd like to think I'll be returning when I can to the greatest little boozer and to Sally McLennan.
Hortxe genuen ba, Sally McLennan. Eta bueno, ba, esan bezala gaur The Pogues eta The Dubliners taldeatik egia, bi hauek beti eskutik eldute jundie talde hauek, eta beha esen elkarlanak egin izen dioe. Bukatzen juteko, ba, bi talde hauek sortu zikioe bi single lako itzutet, sekuleo familia hartu zebena, bitalik batea. Eta, ba, beste ibe, lehenengo The Irish Rover, sekuleko Irlandan, da Britania hundixen esen ba, sekuleko arrakasta izentzun kantu batekin lagu zauztet. eta gero ba danok ezatu uste kantu batik goea. Baina lehenengo The Irish Rover, The Pogues and the Dubliners and Athletics.
Sides of our blind horses' hides. We have 4 million barrels of bones. We have 5 million hogs, 6 million doves, 7 million barrels of porter. We had 8 million vials of old nanny ghost tales and a horn of the Irish Rover.
There was old Mickey Coote, who played hard on his flute when the ladies lined up for a set. He was too with skill for each sparkling quadrille, till the dancers were fluter and bet. With his smart, witty talk, he was cock of the walk, and he rolled the dames under and over. They all knew at a glance, when he took up his stance, that he sailed in the aisle.
Of the leader was Hogan from Kelsey to Hall. There was Johnny McGurk, who was scared of a war, and a man from Westmead come along. There was Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk as a rule, and fighting Bill Tracy from Dover. And your man, Mike McCann, from the banks of the Bund, was the scout on the Irish Rover.
We had sailed 7 years when the measles broke out, and the ship lost its way in the fog. And a whale of a crew was reduced down to two, just myself and the captain's old dog. And the ship struck a rock, oh Lord, what a shock. The boat, it could turn right over. Turned nine times around, and the poor old dog was drowned. And the last of the Irish Rover.
Eta bueno, baya pixke bukatzen juteko, esango justet, ba, hemen bagi ustel, lautamalo.fm, aitxuleken austela, ba, osteunetan atzaleko zazpitan, eta aztelenetan eguerdiko ordu bati. Hortaz aparte, ba, giuste, internetin zuzenin aitxual izango aitxuztuela, kontrako estarrixe, blogspot.com web horritiken online atxu deike ustela irratixe, eta baitek uskuz doinua zaixue, ba atxulik ustela arroza zareko irrati libren zareko webgunien arrozazarea.org webgunien. Eta bueno, bukatzen juteko gure txokotik Irlandako folk herrikoiei indeko omenaldi onta honi bukaeri emateko jarriko duzteten kantue izengoa, ba, Irlandako kantu herrikoinik musika buena o kantu ikesena aitu ikusten kantue Whiskey in the Jar izeneko hauege The Pogues and the Dubliners-en Athletics-en aizte bagi uste, ba, bai Thin Lizzy-k eta Metallica behasek, ba, kantu hau bertsionau izen. Kanto honek, ba, bide lapur baten isturixe kontatzeu, nola behin kapitain bati nola diru lapurtu zizion, eta bere amantina jutako orduen, ba, honek traizionau intzula esan lehikeu, eta amantin logela sartzeakuen bisek, ba, kapitainek erten zula bere iskutaleko sekreto digen. Bide lapurrek bildurtute, ba, pistola data, da tiro bat eman zizion, da kapitaine hil intzun, eta kontatzeu bukaeran, ba, nola izturi hau kontatzeuen kartzelan barrun daun bitiartin. Honekin, gaurkoz bukaeteu gauze gehiago kontako nitzuzke, baino, denborik, esan bezala, ez du barkatzen. Badak iuzte, zapatun, ba, folk herrikoiei omenaldi txiki bat ekiena baixo uste, ba, azpetiko San Agustin kulturgunien, bizardunaken kontzertu agustela zuluak egin batea. Eta honekin beste be, ba, gaurkoz agurtu jenaiz Whiskey in the Jar kantukin latzez ustet, eta urrungo azte arte bitiartin geistu gizen. Aio!
I was going over the far famed Kerry Mountains. I met with Captain Farrell and his money he was counting. I first produced me pistol and I then produced me rapier. Sing, stand and deliver, for I am the boldest saber. Mushering to a new manada. Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the chair.
I counted out his money, it made a pretty penny. I put it in my pocket and I took it home to Jenny. She sighed and she swore she never would deceive me. But the devil took my winning, but it never can be easy.
Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the chair. I went up to my chamber, all for to take a slumber. I dreamt of gold and jewels, and sure it was no wonder. But Jenny threw me charges, and she filled them up with water, and sent for Captain Farrell to be ready for the slaughter.
Whack
for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, this was the adventure.
So it's early in the morning, before rolls the trouble, up comes a band of footmen, and likewise Captain Farrell. What's the use of pistols? For she stole away my rifle. I couldn't shoot my word, I saw a prisoner I was taken.
Mash your ring, I'm a doo doo da. Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Me, 'tis my brother in the army. If I can find a station in Cork or in Killarney, and if you'll go with me, we'll go roaming through Kilkenny, and I'm sure it'd suit me better than my own sporting Jenny.
Mash your ring, I'm a doo doo da.
Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the chair. There's some take delight in the carriages a rolling, and others take delight in the honey and the bowling. Well, I can take delight in the juice of the barley, and courting pretty fair maids in the morning bright and early.
Mush a ring of a doo doo da.
Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the chair.
Mush a ring.